And thank you, Mr. Löscher. Now we come on to your questions. I'm looking around the room. Mr. Höppner, and then Mr. Kern, Mr. Kronsky, and then Mr. Proschert. Mr. Höppner, you have the floor, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Höppner of Handelsblatt. Two questions, if I may. One on the economic development. When will we have the upswing? Make sure that Siemens is not so greatly and seriously affected by the downturn. And the second question is, how quickly can you exit Areva, and what's true about Energoprom, the Russian group, and going with them? Let me answer the second question first. The supervisory board, the board of management, have decided to leave Areva N.P. on the 31st of December 2012, which is in line with our agreement. Its negotiations due to start now with Areva on the details. The media speculated quite a lot about one of potential partners, one out of quite a range of partners, and within the next few months, we will also make a decision and see what possibilities there are of seeking new partnerships. We will judge that and communicate it to you as soon as a decision has been made. Outlook on 2009, for us, it's very important, and you will remember, I mentioned that before, one of our great strengths is an order backlog of 85 million euros. And we've just completed a very good quarter. The more difficult quarters are still ahead of us. And unless there are major cancellations of large projects or too much price pressure, which we can't compensate for by means of productivity gains, as long as this doesn't materialize, we'll stick to our goals. Mr. Kern.
Good morning. Well, we don't know what price developments will be, as Mr. Keyser said in New York. And as we have seen from other companies, these cancellations can happen very quickly. You have +20% for the first quarter. Is it going to be possible to keep to this outlook given the very somber forecast? Do you think that you're going to manage to keep to those aims? And what additional measures are you planning on? For a number of weeks, there has been rumors of short-term work. What are you planning in that area? And what about Energoprom and Areva? Are you going to talk about exiting the company? Are you already negotiating in a parallel fashion with other companies about a joint venture? As regards nuclear power, yesterday we took the decision and we informed Areva. And in this small industry, there are contacts established, but we will be negotiating in the future. As regards the outlook, it's as you have depicted it, and as I said in my speech, it is a very difficult market environment, business environment. But what is clear is that we have a good first quarter. We are within our target corridors. And for that reason, there is no reason for us to change our prognosis for 2009. And for Mr. Kern, we already have countermeasures. We're starting to put those in place. If you look at the release, says your press release, in the first quarter, you can see that the SG&A has reduced as a percentage of profit compared to the previous year. So the program is working, and the first results are being felt. We have a new organization for our supply chain, and a special department has been set up. And the most important pillars have been set up. And then Mr. Löscher will be informing you of further results in the course of the year, and there will be further measures taken up to support those decisions. First of all, we decided on two countermeasures where other people were dreaming of continual rises and rises in profits. And I think it's a good idea for us to continue with our implementation of those countermeasures. And if further measures are deemed to be necessary, we'll look at that in the future. But as Mr. Löscher has said, as far as the book-to-bill is above one, then I think that we shouldn't worry too much about the downturn. Now, of course, the change in new orders, which was negative compared to the first quarter of 2008, that is an indication that things have changed. However, on the other side, we are above revenue in terms of order backlog. And the fact is that it's a good thing. If we have a book-to-bill of 1.13, we have a order backlog above revenue, and therefore we deem Siemens to be in a healthy state. Mr. Bonski, you have the floor, sir.
Two questions, if I may. Is it right to say that you're expecting dropping income for the next quarter? And you said you wouldn't adjust or revise your forecast. What's going to be the result? Is it going to be 50-50 or 70-30, or what is it going to be? Mr. Krotzky? The forecast, and the way you commented, the forecast hasn't become more optimistic, and we shouldn't close our eyes to reality. We look back on a very successful first quarter, and the second quarter is in the making, is developing. We'll have to see how customers behave. As Mr. Löscher has stated, there are two major elements which determine the forecast for 2009, which is, first of all, the question as to whether there will be material changes in the order book, and that is 40 billion from 85 billion total order book for 2009. There may be some cancellations. Secondly, we know from experience that in a continued downturn, when demand decreases, there will be fiercer price pressure and price battles. So we're not going to initiate such price battles, but it would be naive to believe that we wouldn't be drawn in. And these are the imponderables we're observing at the moment. With our heads of division, we have monthly reviews on the development of projects, new projects, orders, and we draw conclusions accordingly. So if necessary, we would adjust our forecasts and communicate it to them. So I think new orders will not grow in 2009 compared to 2008. In some divisions, there will be significant, in others, lesser decreases in revenue, but it will not drop below the comparable stage in 2008. It will not drop to a value below last year. New orders will go down against 2008. Revenue will not be below the numbers last year, of the same period last year, as we see the situation today. Mr. Koetjes?
You have the microphone, then pass it on after you've finished. Well, I'm a bit confused. Mr. Löscher is providing an optimistic impression. And Mr. Käse, your outlook for 2009 and 2010 wasn't quite so optimistic. I'm not sure if I can reconcile the two. What are the prospects for Siemens? Are you cautious? Are you optimistic? Could you just say a couple of sentences on that? First of all, there's no difference in the attitude between the two of us, and our comment is clear, I think, we are keeping to our forecast, although we are aware that we are running against the trends and in the awareness that the business environment is even more complicated than last year. And as we said to you in November, we are going to provide you with information we are going to look at the situation on a quarter-to-quarter basis. RTL Hanninger, on a completely different issue, and I think that this is something that will be discussed at the AGM today. How can you justify the increase in income of Mr. Krommer, in particular after the penalties, the sanctions that had to be paid, and the current economic situation? I hope that you will be present at the AGM and Mr. Krommer will address that issue himself. Mr. Saar, Mr. Meyer, Mrs. Meyer. Sorry, I had the same question as the colleague from RTL. Mr. Meyer, sorry. I'd like to come back to the issue of short-term work. You mentioned 3 out of 100 locations. What areas are most affected? That's my first question. Second question, Mr. Käse, you talked about delivery difficulties in some areas. I'm coming from an area with engineers. Lindford, are you going to have difficulties? Are you trying to work through delivery backlogs? I think that Mr. Rosum took a public position on that, and the situation as you have said. We are currently discussing short-term work in 3 locations, and we are currently talking to the employee representatives on that issue. And please understand, therefore, I would be grateful if you did not make that public. But perhaps I could remind you of the fact that we have 100 locations. We're trying to work through working time accounts. As regards engineers, we have a lack of engineers, and we continue to have positions vacant for engineers. Mrs. Meyer needs a microphone. There it is. Mrs. Meyer, you have the floor.
Good morning. I'd like to ask 3 questions. First, the goodwill in healthcare is very high. Do you expect any decrease? The undercover of pension plans of 1.3 million or underfunding doesn't look too good. How are you going to solve this problem? And what about cancellations? You're stating that you don't have major cancellations. Other companies have zero new orders. So industry automation, here we see in the numbers that it's not all rosy. Goodwill in healthcare is very high, you're right, because of on the basis of acquisitions on the 1st of December 2008, we found that there was no need to correct that or adjust it. What's going to come in the course of the year? We can't foresee it now, but there's no reason to believe that the underlying factors have changed. We're checking all goodwills every quarter in an impairment test and then draw the necessary conclusions, also getting closer to the final audit. The pensions at minus 4 billion are a major factor. the discount rates have had a major effect, accounting for 1.3 billion. And so I don't think it's an alarm needs to be sounded. We still have the largest cover amongst all DAX companies. Interest rates will go up again. And we have sold mainly government bonds and company bonds of high rating, which we bought. And that, I think, is a very stable strategy. And so I assume we'll check it again whether it was actually true. The pension industry, I told your colleagues of Financial Times some time ago, the crisis is going to have an effect on pension funds. We responded. We decreased the number of shares, decreased bonds, and shares will go up again, so I'm not worried. And I also believe, Mrs. Meyer, if other companies have zero new orders, we're sad about it because we're also their customers, and it will also have an effect on our company. We can't avoid it, but since you mentioned industry automation, we've seen that many of our competitors active in this field suffered for several quarters in the past, in the recent past. And those who are leading in the market are the last to be affected, because suppliers of lesser quality are the first who are not considered in any future orders. So it's one of the strengths of our company, of our products. And as mentioned before, we are keeping a close eye on it, review it from 1 week to the next and from one quarter to the next. I've got three more questions, Mr. Arnofsky, you and Mr. Meyer. And two more, and then I would ask you if we could complete the number of questions.
I have two questions for Mr. Löscher. At the last press conference, Siemens could weather the storm because they had specific measures which are taken. Could you talk about environmental issues and the orders you have from that? And second question, a more general issue. At the moment, we have a development which some of us could not have imagined 1 or 2 years ago, that the state is supporting a lot of companies, not just with orders, but also with capital. In companies such as Conti Schaeffler, how do you judge such a development when the state seeks to shore up companies with guarantees, etc.? First of all, well, this gives a clear indication of the fact that we are in an emergency situation and extraordinary situation, something that none of us have experienced before, and hopefully one that we will not experience in the future. And it also shows the determination of the government and governments around the world to work together in order to come up with countermeasures across the board. Well, the question as to whether the state is going to be a better owner for a company than the private sector, well, that is generally not the case. And once the economy has normalized, then the force of the free market will return into the arena. As regards the economic situation package for Siemens, that is one of the main reasons why we have things backing us up that other companies don't have. We have refocused our portfolio. We are focusing on energy efficiency. There we are world leaders. And the measures taken by the governments worldwide are along the lines of our measures, namely modernization of infrastructure. Now, in specific terms, I think it's a bit too early to say, because what we have said is given our declarations of intent. But we are in discussions with government in order to discuss where we can view our potential future markets. But I think that this is something which will have an impact on new orders from 2010 onwards. So moving on to you, sir. I come from Les Echos. Could you say something about the nuclear power industry and state what risks you see with Atom and Ergoprom? You say that that is not the only solution you envisage. Does that mean that you are also talking to Westinghouse or Toshiba? And what is the situation as regards the clause whereby you would not seek to be active in the area of nuclear power in the next 8 years? And who do the intellectual property rights belong to? And as regards the purchasing rights, what are the regulations within the partner or shareholders agreements? First of all, I'd like to emphasize that we have an extremely good relationship with Areva, both in the past and now as well. You must keep in mind that when we started up this joint venture in 2001, this was an exit scenario. And for that reason, we have these call and put options. In 2001, nuclear power was given a different role than is this, the case at the moment. At the moment, we want to focus on our strengths. We want to have more entrepreneurship in that area. And that is something that we cannot bring to bear in our partnership with Areva. And for that reason, we tried to find possibilities or opportunities to achieve a different standing within our joint venture with Areva. And for that reason, we decided to exercise our put option for Siemens. You then mentioned a whole series of contractual details. However, I don't want to give a position on those at the moment because they are part of our contractual negotiations, and those negotiations will be initiated with Areva. As regards future partners, well, these are not issues that we're going to be dealing with today. They are things that we will have to look at over the next few months.
Mr. Meyer, could you comment on compliance and Mr. Weigel's new position? How do you perceive him, and how do you compare him? And how do you compare your situation now with Dr. Van Pira? Dr. Weiger's position started on the 1st of January. We had intense discussions. Mr. Weiger is in a phase at the moment where his specific working program is being developed, and we're looking forward to working with him. So the start was very good, I believe, and we're looking forward to working with Mr. Weiger. As far as the procedures are concerned, I hope you're going to attend our AGMs. So I wouldn't like to anticipate anything.
Preisinger, again, coming back to Areva, how are you going to form the price? What do you expect from this sales? And will it be possible to discuss the time frame for the exit and the contractual details which were meant by my colleague? Please understand, if we don't want to say anything on the contractual details, it's a very comprehensive series of contractual clauses. I will be getting together with the CEO of Areva. I can't say anything on the details at the moment, and I don't wish to either. Last Request for the floor. You have the floor, sir. Susanne, Stefan von Abendzeitung. Could you say something about the criticism which was made on your remuneration, which was also criticized as being too high? I have a fixed salary of 2 million euros, and everything else is a success-related remuneration. And I think it's highly doubtful whether 2008 or 2009 will be a successful year. We also have a share-related component, and the top 500 managers, and myself included, have said that we will keep our shares beyond the term for the sale for those shares. And so the share remuneration, which has been provided to me, will only be something which I will benefit from in the future. So, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the list of speakers. We will have an analyst call at 8:45. We will have the AGM at 10 a.m. And then we will see each other again on the 29th of April at the six-monthly semi-annual press conference. Thank you very much.